So, good morning, everyone. The protocols observed. Distinguished guests, I'm very pleased to have this presentation this morning before you, as we have gathered here this morning for the presentation of the EITI reports. And I must say that despite the many challenges, we have had issues with access to funds. We have had issues with data collection. We went through a COVID-19 pandemic, some personnel issues, to even our momentary holdup, the suspension that we have endured as a country. But still, we have managed to complete the EITI report for 2018, 19, and also 20 before the set deadline, and to publish it on the Suriname EITI website. We have previously completed reporting for the years 2016 and 2017, which have been validated also. In addition, the EITI International Board has indicated that Suriname has taken good steps towards the implementation of the EITI standards. The Extractive Industries Transparency Initiative is the global standard for good governance of mineral resources. In other words, EITI wants to promote an open, not only open, but also an accountable management of mineral resources. In every implementing country, the EITI is supported by a MSG, a multi-stakeholders group, which has to be a coalition of governments, but also the private sector and civil society, providing thus a stage, a platform for a platform to build trust and to encourage multi-stakeholder dialogue. With the EITI policymakers, investors, governments, civil society organizations, academics, and journalists, they have access to transparent but also verified. I think that's more important. They have access to verified information, and this information contributes to a well-founded debate about the financial flows between the mineral sector and the government. For Suriname, it is important to be a member, to stay a member of EITI, because EITI, it seeks to publish current, not only current, but also accurate information about the management of natural resources in Suriname, including how licenses are allocated, how much tax, the royalty, and social contributions of companies, how much social contributions companies are paying. In addition, an independent administrator is recruited who collects and analyzes relevant data and thereby also concludes where Suriname stands with regard to the implementation of the EITI standards. We have engaged with BDO as an independent administrator for the reporting period of 2018-2019-2020, and together with the support of the multi-stakeholders group, the EITI secretariat in Suriname and other stakeholders, data has been collected and a report has been released that we are going to present today. What is next? What are the next steps? Soon the validation will start for the reporting period, this reporting period. And of course, we are optimistic and hope to score there as well. May I also tell you, and I think this is worth mentioning, that for the reports of 2021 and 2022, we already have the guarantee of funding. We have also found Staatsolie willing to finance a database so that data collection can take place proactively and ongoing. And we are currently also in conversations with other organizations who are willing to support capacity building of the Suriname EITI Secretariat. To conclude, I would like to thank BDO. Furthermore, of course, our multi-stakeholders group, the Suriname EITI Secretariat, and all other stakeholders for their efforts to produce the reports that will be presented to you today. The government of Suriname will continue and will make every effort to continue the process of implementing EITI standards, but we also count on the continuation of your constructive contribution so far. Thank you all for being here today and taking the time to patiently listen to what I had to say. I must say I wish you all a blessed day. Thank you.